You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us on this Friday. I'm Rhonda McBride. Death is just never an easy subject to talk about, but all too often when you're in the midst of dealing with a loss, it is too late to have that conversation with your loved ones. And our guests today hope to make planning for death as natural as life and death itself, and they are here to tell us about a virtual workshop, but we will get to that in a moment. First, let's meet Shauna O'Sullivan and Liz Smith. Shauna is Executive Director for the Foundation for End-of-Life Care, and Liz Smith is an attorney. So Shauna and Liz, maybe we could start off by talking about how it is that you came to want to work in this area, because, you know, most people sort of think of it maybe as morbid. So Shauna, we'll begin with you.
Thanks, Rhonda. I actually began with the Foundation for End of Life after losing my husband. And, you know, he was young and it was a situation that was completely unexpected. So we didn't really prepare for that. And it was very overwhelming going through a lot of the things that people go through all the time at end of life that I just didn't know about until then.
How about you, Liz?
Rhonda, I sort of an interesting, I mean, as an attorney, I had wanted to set out on my own, and I had been working as a health coach on the side of my legal job. And I really enjoyed drawing people to reach goals. At that point, it was in health, and do something that they struggled to do. And I find that same draw through estate planning of, what it's such an easy topic when we think about planning for a difficult topic. What would happen if you couldn't make decisions for yourself? What would happen if you pass away to your family and to you? It's both hard to discuss, but then also such an easy thing to put off. And so I'm drawn in my way to how can I make it easier for others to both learn what would happen and then also figure out what their next step would be if they want to take action, and then help them move through that process as painlessly and easily as possible, and then to experience the benefits I see when people do put that plan in place.
Well, death, whether it happens suddenly or, you know, is preceded by a long illness and somewhat expected, is never easy, because once a person is gone, you really can't talk to them about what you think, what they think might be the next move. And I just have to say that, Shauna, you sent me this wonderful booklet that your organization offers to people. It's a guide for helping those you love when you're not there. And it even has separate pamphlets in it for personal records. You can give that information. You know, and I think about all these things today, especially, it's so complicated. I was thinking about myself, if I were gone tomorrow, how would my husband access my Facebook account to shut it down? You know, so many questions. How would he get into my emails just to be able to deal with unresolved issues? I mean, I think today death is much more complicated. Do you agree?
You know, in some ways, I guess it is true. And that's what's great about this guide. It was actually created by two local Juneau residents, and one was Virginia Palmer. She was actually one of our most recent person of the year for all the contributions she's made, both to our board, to the foundation, and to the community. She lost her husband, and he planned well. And she noted that that wasn't always the case. So she developed the first edition of this book, and Hal Geiger helped with the second edition. And it is, it's kind of a little cheat sheet. It has the information that we've all gathered, all these personal details that we need these days just to even get into our phone. You can put that in a little short sheet. But it also gives a guide to what to expect medically, how you deal with hospice care, and is really helpful that way. To answer your question, in some ways it's more complicated, I guess, but in reality, it's been around, you know, the end of life is something that I think we're always surprised. I'm always surprised I never knew more about it before I got to that. point. And mostly because when you're at the end, it's really nice to be able to focus on your loved one and not all of the questions around medical issues or their wishes. So advanced directives are also a big part of it. Not only when you're gone, but COVID has taught us, what do you want if you are sick and you can't talk to your loved ones? That's multi-generational. And those are simple things that can start with a conversation. You can read about things in the book and share your ideas and thoughts about what you might want. So we're trying to make it easy.
You know, emails and Facebook accounts are relatively minor in the scheme of things. There are just so many huge issues that loved ones get left to sort out. And one of the things I've hated to see in some families is dissent arise over how to deal with something because their loved one left no clear direction about how they wanted certain things to be handled.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll let Liz answer that.
Well, just tying in with both is it more complicated? There may be more steps, but I think the biggest challenge has been and is learning what needs to happen or what the tools are that are available to plan, to pass on your passwords, to pass on these stuff, to make it as easy as possible for family if that's an objective of yours. And the Foundation's book, the guide that you were talking about, is so valuable and is one resource.
You know, the other thing about hospice is there's a lot of things that they know about the dying process that, because we don't often have extended families today where we've watched a grandparent maybe die at home, there's a lot of things maybe that we don't know. So when a parent dies, things take us by surprise, and it's really good to have that kind of guidance to get through those tough times. So, you know, that kind of education just can't go far enough, can it?
No, and that's really what the Foundation was established through. It's the mission is really to support end-of-life services, particularly hospice, but also bereavement care and community education, just so people can hear about it and know what to expect.
So tell us about your workshop and how people can take advantage of that if they're interested.
Well, this is something that we've offered in the past. This is going to be a virtual event on Friday, June 18th at 7 p.m., a little later in the evening. But it's really designed for people to explore this concept, to think about what they want. And then we have Vance Sanders and Liz Smith, who's here with us today, to really answer questions that anyone might have about their wishes and about next steps. Okay, you might know what you want to do, but then how do you set that in place? So she and Vance will be sharing information about advanced directives and about wills, and then also some helpful tools on what the next steps are to set that up for yourself.
So this workshop is Friday, June 18th at 7 p.m. And how do you get in queue to be a part of this?
We have some advertising out. You can go to our website. It's foundationforendoflifecareak.org. And you can register online. And that's really the best way to do it. We have some ads on our page and a little QR reader that they can use to register. And we'll be sharing out the Zoom link on that website.
All right. And finally, before we go, like we talked about earlier, a lot of people feel like talking about death is morbid. And Liz, I'm wondering, how do you go about taking the conversation to a different space?
I focus on the positive aspects. Some of that includes thinking about, I see it over and over with clients where they've been planning, thinking about doing something for years or decades, and then to have that done and behind them when they leave, it's just palpable, the feeling of relief. And then thinking of it as a gift to family. So when you're gone,
you don't know what's going to happen, but providing that benefit for your children or whomever will be handling things when you're sick or when you're gone. And also, I see people get more financially organized through the process. And it's funny, a lot of times people will be motivated into planning when someone passes away and they see how easy it is or how horrible it can be. So either ends can move people into action. And yeah, but those are some of the positive benefits that I try and focus on.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us, and we'll have to have you back maybe to talk more deeply about some of these subjects. I want to thank both of you and hope your workshop goes well, because I think that certainly it's something that people postpone, and it's not really one of those things you want to do.
Thanks.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.